FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Coctors demanding answers over suspicious transactions in Kwadakuza's bank account. It's after the municipality confirmed that millions were illegally withdrawn from its Absa bank account last week. Some reports have suggested losses of over 30 million rand. MEC Tulisizwe Buthelezi says a formal letter has been sent to Kwadakuza Mayor Musi Nkidi requesting a full report on what happened. The department, Senzomzila, says the mayor has been given 48 hours to respond.
These reports have been circulating widely and have understandably caused significant public concern. MEC Buthelezi wishes to assure Kwadakuza residents that the department is treating these allegations with utmost care and seriousness they deserve.
Five suspects accused of the murder of rapper Keenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Tibelo Tips Motswane are due back in court today. AK and Tips were shot and killed outside a popular restaurant in Durban 2 years ago. In their previous appearance, two accused were denied bail after launching a new application. Mangaliso Kumalo has filed this report for Newswatch.
Last month, the Durban Magistrate Court turned down Moziwe Themba Gwabeni and Lindokuhle Ndimbane's applications for bail. Delivering the judgment, Magistrate Vincent Hlatshwayo stated that the issues of interference with witnesses in the matter were not new and had been dealt with. At the last court appearance, the court heard that their imprisonment has had a devastating impact on their family's livelihood. In affidavits read out by their shared attorney, both claimed that their personal circumstances had changed due to the previous refusal of the bail application and their lengthy time in prison. Gwabeni and Ndimande also told the court that the ongoing extradition of the other two accused, the Ndimande brothers from Eswatini, also delayed the case. They said even though the state claims the investigation is complete, the matter has not been moved to the High Court.
KZN Public Works MEC Martin Mayer says he won't be intimidated in his efforts to clean up his department. This after staff members found a bullet on the doorstep of his office in Durban on Monday. The department says it's the second such incident in a year. Officials previously picked up a bullet near Mayer's office after he declared war on construction mafias. The provincial public works spokesperson, Steve Bengu, says they've opened a case with police.
In response to the latest bullet incident, MEC Mayor is adamant that no amount of threats will deter him from rooting out corruption and malfeasance within the department.
And a plane carrying 10 people has gone missing in Alaska. The Boeing 8 air flight lost control on its flight from Unalakleet to Nome in the afternoon. Officials say they're trying to work out its last known position. A recap of our lead story, KZN Coctors demanding answers over suspicious transactions in Kwadakuza's bank account. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.